Everybody, it's Mikey.
Hey guys, it's Lexi.
And this is 1-800-HOT-GOSS.
Happy Friday, everyone. Big week. We've had a huge week. It's been a big week.
So big. So giant. So much happening.
Oh gosh.
We're here. We're ready for it. So let's get down to business. It's time for Weekly Goss.
Weekly Goss.
Weekly goss.
That's goss. Okay, here we go. You know what? This is the week of breakups. In my personal life, I have a few best friends who are going through some breakups, so we're facing our own turmoil. But
oh gosh,
Christina
of what?
Of Tarek and Christina. It's Christina. So, Christina...
Who are these people?
Christina of Tarek and Christina from HGTV. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. They got married. They had kids. They had their HGTV show.
Oh, no.
She started sleeping with Aunt. Aunt is the producer of the show. So, Tarek and Christina got divorced. And they got married. She got pregnant. And they just announced after 2 years of marriage, they're getting divorced. And she prolifically wrote on Instagram, "Can you believe it? I have 2 divorces under my belt." She's shocked.
Proud. She's shocked but proud.
She's shocked. And I thought my eyes were going to roll right out of my head. It's just like... You can't be that shocked.
At least she, you know, at least she, like, owned it, I guess.
I don't know. It's so, so basic. So, whatever. She has divorce number 2. I think we place bets she'll be married in another year and divorced in another 2. I think...
She's got to find someone from a different television channel.
Exactly. I don't want anyone to be caught off guard. So that's that. And falling right in suit is Demi Lovato, who broke her engagement with Max Elrich.
Drama.
Elrich.
No, it's Elrich, the C-H.
Under 5 minutes and we're already having struggles with pronunciation.
Max Elrich, for sure.
Well.
Final answer.
Yeah, they're donezo.
Ugh. 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 Sad day.
They're done.
That's so sad. Demi Lovato just seems to not have anything going for her ever.
Ever. Everything is always, always in flames with her. And Max claims that he found out that their engagement was broken off via tabloid while he was on set, surrounded by workmates.
Yeah, he's causing all this drama.
I actually don't. Do you have the goss on the drama?
No.
Neither do I.
I saw lots of headlines.
Yeah, let's let that circulate and simmer, and then we'll talk about it in a few weeks.
Yeah, we'll follow up with a few more details.
We're going to let those facts just percolate, and then we'll comment
on it. I did remember the day that I learned that they were officially together when he was on Instagram Live, and then she popped into the video on accident, and he said, "No, I'm on live."
Oh,
do you remember that?
No, but it sounds like it's all downhill from there.
It was really cute at the time. But yeah, I guess it all went downhill. I don't know. Demi Lovato, she seems like she's fairly difficult to be in a relationship with.
Yeah, you heard that here first. Yeah. Absolutely. So, best of luck. Demi, please be safe. Like, I love you, girl. Just, like, ride these emotions and just call, email if you want to talk about anything. We're here.
Yeah, stay cool for the summer.
Yeah.
Cool for the fall.
Stay cool for the fall. What is it? Baby, I'm sorry. Yeah, don't be sorry for anything. Own it. Okay.
Bravo.
All right, next.
Okay. I know you've all been waiting. We can skip the gender reveal party because Jax and Brittany are having a boy.
Hold the fireworks, folks. We do not need to start a fire. They are having a boy.
There is a mini Jax on the way, so...
Ew, boy. Gird your loins again.
Generation Z, get ready. One of you lucky ladies might end up with Jax Jr.
Who do you think the godmother is going to be?
Well, hopefully Lisa.
I feel like... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Jax, I would love to be the godmother of your son. That was not a good impression of Lisa Vanderpump.
Jax? No, that's not right either.
We'll have the baby shower at Pump.
Yeah, on the patio. I don't think she sounds like that either. Oh, boy.
Hello, Jax. I would love to be the godmother.
I'm crying. Oh, God. Oh,
jeez.
Oh, boy.
Well, do you have anything else to say about that?
Honestly, no. I'm done. Okay. Yeah.
We are done. Kylie Jenner is trying to get you to vote. Well, let's start out. Everyone should be voting.
Everyone be voting.
But Kylie Jenner specifically is also trying to get you to vote with fall Dior bikini photos.
Oh my gosh, see? The power of a platform.
Yes. She posted her nice little bikini photo. She's looking thick with a Q, for sure. Did you see the photos? The bikini is a strapless bikini and
oof,
it's about to fall off.
Look out.
It's a cute bikini.
Sure.
And I'll vote. So thank you, Kylie.
Go, Kylie.
You know what I love? The Kardashians are going off the air, but they will always be here up to something.
Okay, well, let me give you a you've heard it here first.
Oh, I love it.
Well, so the Kardashians are leaving, yes, but that opens up an E! Network slot, and I have a feeling the D'Amelios might be flirting with an opportunity here.
Do you have insider info?
From my brain.
Oh.
That just makes sense. That's literally just a societal little addition equation going on in here.
Yeah.
Up in this cabeza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would that show be called?
D'Amelio Days. Days with the D'Amelios.
Days with the D'Amelios. That's a good
Days
one.
Days with the D'Amelios.
Oh, you heard it here first. Gossipass, you heard it here first. Days with the D'Amelios.
You heard it here first. I swear to God, when this reaches headline... Yes. If this reaches headlines...
That's what's up.
You better cite your source.
Oh, heck yes.
We're going to need a new family to be obsessed with, so I choose them.
Is the whole family obsession worthy?
Well, you know...
See, I don't love Charli D'Amelio. I think she's great, but I'm not obsessed with her.
I think the only thing that is hard for people is that they're relatable.
Well, that's true.
Like, the Jenners are kind of iconic and kind of just, like, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, it's, you know, Kris Jenner. She obviously set the house on fire. Like, what else is new? But, like, with the D'Amelios, they're very just basic, regular people, which is refreshing. But at the same time, we want that momager. We want those Kim Kardashian West open hand slaps.
That is true.
We want all that, you know?
Yes.
So I don't know.
I'm in.
Okay.
Well, you heard it here first. Dealing with the D'Amelios on E.
Dealing with?
What did you say?
Days with. Days with the D'Amelios. Dealing with the D'Amelios.
Alternate title. Equally as good, I would say.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, stay tuned, I guess.
Okay, well, we're full of news that we don't really know much about. The live action sequel of The Lion King is in the works.
Yes, the live action.
I have to be honest, I didn't even see The Lion King.
The remake or the newest one?
Well, the remake, yeah, I saw the OG.
I've listened to the album pretty extensively, but I don't think I watched it.
Well, you would probably know if you watched it.
Yeah, let's hope I didn't watch it. Because that'd be pretty sad. No, I'm pretty sure I didn't see it.
There is a sequel to The Lion King already. There's two, actually. There's a Lion King 2, and there's a Lion King 1.5.
1.5?
Yeah.
Do Timon and Pumbaa star?
Yeah, you've seen that.
Oh, really?
Don't act like you just came up with that on the top of your head.
No, I haven't seen Lion King 1.5. I'm so serious. I just love them so much.
It's Timon and Pumbaa, and they sit in a movie theater, and they, like, and then you see, like, their backstory.
I've never heard of this.
And then they're, like, watching their own movie and commenting on it. And it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's the better of the two sequels, I'm not gonna lie.
Then that's hot goss approved.
Hot goss approved. Goss pass.
Okay, and finally, our last piece of goss. I don't know if anybody in the goss pass is even aware of who these folks are.
I'm not.
But Patrick Mahomes, he's one of the youngest quarterbacks in the NFL for Kansas City. Ooh. He and his fiance are expecting a child. They just announced their engagement about 2 weeks ago. And today they announced they're expecting. They are a great couple. I love them. I love them.
Is he hot?
He should make a show about them. Oh, of course. Oh, of course. Of course. And so is she.
Well.
Yeah, so I'm very excited for both of them. That's fantastic.
One more beautiful child welcomed into the world.
Yep.
I love it. All right, Goss Pass. I think that's it for Weekly Goss.
At least for now.
It's the Weekly Goss.
The Weekly Goss.
Okay. Bum, 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 bum.
All right. Best part of the week, everybody.
D-W-T-S.
Goss.
Dancing with the Stars.
That's Goss.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the week. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Let's hit it. I know this was your favorite night. You love this night of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Disney night on Dancing with the Stars. I don't think I could have a worse 2 hours than sitting through Disney night on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow, tell us how you actually feel. Gosh.
It's just everyone tries to be actor. Everyone's like, I'm gonna act because it's Disney and like, oh.
Okay, well, I loved it. I mean,
well, that's
I am their demographic through and through. I'm a huge fan. I will say though, first things first, what happened to Tyra? I mean,
oh yeah.
I don't know what happened back there in costumes and in her trailer, or if like they had a power outage or something, but boy, it was like, whoa, saw. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've never seen Minnie Mouse look like that, but you know, I know that she's probably changing and stuff as she gets older, but like, Jesus.
I mean, not even her look. When she opened, it looked like someone had like knocked her over the head. She was so depressed or sad or something was up.
Yeah, so that was weird.
That was weird. Minnie Mouse.
That was just, that set the tone for the evening. On to the contestants.
A sad day. We're going to start with the best, but also apparently the worst.
Oh, God.
Carol Baskin.
Yep.
She got sent home.
As she should.
It is a sad day. I mean, I am tired of the animal costumes, and they really, really went all out with this lion thing. She was doing the Lion King. Her poor partner, they put him in full prosthetics. Like, I kid you not. It looked so painfully uncomfortable. He was in a velour thing, like a velour one piece with a massive wig, the prosthetics on his face, and then she looked like Grisabella from Cats with her makeup, and then she had...
It was so bad. And then she tried to be Simba. And it was like, you know, you are not Simba. Or Nala.
Another week of prancing around the stage.
But Bruno called her out. He finally said what America was thinking. You can't just sleep your way through a samba.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Finally, someone who's going to give her some actual feedback. Her third dance, and we're finally getting to the bones of the matter, and now she's gone. I was like, Bruno, this is why I like you, because you're not even afraid to say it.
For so, sure.
Ta-ta, Carol Baskin.
Ta-ta.
I can't wait to see you in handcuffs. The dogs are sniffing. The cadaver dogs have sniffed.
Oh, yeah.
Sniffed, sniffed. She's toast.
Well, she goes, my husband's excited to see me again. And I was like, till you murder him.
Yeah, my husband's excited to be fed again. Yeah.
Yeah, literally. He's about to die. So.
Yeah. Can we just say, as much as you hate Disney night, Chrishell's performance made me feel like I was in Disneyland. She was a gorgeous Cinderella.
Yeah, they set her up for that, so she's lucky.
Okay, well, lucky or not,
it was beautiful. She was a beautiful Cinderella. Princess
she was
magic.
Beautiful. It was Princess Magic, so go Chrishell.
She looked really pretty.
She looked gorgeous.
And her partner is hot AF, Gleb.
Ooh. Yeah. Mm. Ooh. Why was that the first time I saw him?
Prince Charming.
Maybe because she looked so good? Yeah, they looked wonderful. That when they almost kissed, I died. I was like, do it, do it, do it. Yeah, but they didn't. because the clock struck.
I've been following Gleb. He was Erica Jane's partner when she was on there for my Bravo.
Who's Erica Jane?
From Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, K.
Okay.
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. So my uncle and I, we critique every week on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And he usually is spot on. His gauge is spot on. He's never danced in his life, but he's watched every season of Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
He thought Jenna and Neve, the Pirates of the Caribbean dance, was the best of the week.
Okay.
I disagree. What do you think?
I thought he really got into his character.
I think that Jenna is the best star on the show. She's the best pro. Her legs, are you serious? Her costume, that dance just like, it highlighted her in ways. She was the winning piece of that whole thing. Jenna's the best. I'm a Jenna fan.
I have to be honest, I went to the bathroom during this, so I didn't actually see it.
Oh my God! Every time!
But okay, they kept panning to him up at the top and the other people's, and he was always like, ugh, or whatever. That was okay. My impression of the pirate that he, what was it?
Johnny Depp being drunk.
Captain Sparrow, yeah.
They commented on that too.
He was always in character. He really nailed that.
Always, yeah. So I know Bruno was like, you do a nice job of being drunk, but also keeping your frame. Okay.
Oh
anyway,
my God.
The next one I know you're excited about.
Oh. So I introduced my conspiracy theory about Caitlin Bristowe last week, and I'm full force, 100% convinced. So she danced beautifully this week after what she said to Tyra. Oh, the results came back. It's not fractured.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a potentially almost fractured foot, I don't think that you're going to be dancing like that. I think you may have more than a single ace bandage from CVS on your foot, which they finally added. Finally.
For decor.
I think she used it to get out of wearing heels and to just make herself look better. She's trying to win and she's trying to sneak around and she's freaking doing it.
I agree. No, you're spot on.
It's all a big lie.
Because the one dance she did in heels, it wasn't impressive. Her first dance, it wasn't impressive. So then she transitioned. She was like, how do I just compete in soft shoe? This was the solve. And let me tell you, her in soft shoes, that Moana dance was beautiful. It was gorgeous. She was flawless. Mm-hmm. I think she got the highest score, and I think she did have the best dance of the night. But, yeah, you're on to her. I mean, you are like the cadaver dogs at Carol's.
She doesn't deserve to be talked about anymore.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to continue, but you're on it. Okay.
Take your top two and go home.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, okay. Next.
All I have to say is Johnny Weir, I don't know what that was. It wasn't Mulan. That's all. I don't even want to talk about it. He doesn't deserve it either.
You know what, Michael?
What?
Especially after they just did that revival of Mulan, I'm nervous that people didn't understand the movie. Like, people, first, that revival comes out, the plot line is completely changed, and then this Johnny Weir dance. I'm worried that America doesn't remember what Mulan is about.
Yeah, I don't know. They were wearing gold.
Yes. No one's grasping the plot line of what Mulan is about. And so I'm just like, with every single day, I get a little more and more irked at that. I get irked. Like, what was that? What was that? Were they trying to show Mulan, one is a man, one is a woman? Were they Huns? Like, what was happening? And, like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I'm over it.
I don't know.
He needs to go.
Yeah, so, but that brings us to Jeannie Mae, who is in Up. Jeannie Mae, in that Up dance, really did make me love it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I loved her. I thought that was the first dance that actually showed
really good
stuff. It was beautiful, and Up, I mean, we all know Up, the first 5 minutes of that movie, we cry.
Oh, the best.
It was, she did an incredible job. Like, welcome to the competition, truly. That was it.
Next is Nelly. I'm over it. I'm over him.
Oh, I think.
He peaked at the backflip.
No, he peaked. You know, he's one and done. You can tell he's a little bit uncomfortable in some of the stiffer dances.
See,
like a waltz.
It comes across to me as he doesn't really give an F. U-C-K.
He might not.
Not that he's uncomfortable. He just is over it.
I know. Well, I'm still Team Nelly.
I think he wants to do backflips in every number, and they're probably like, no, Nelly, you can't do a backflip in every number.
Michael, if you're not careful, Teresa's going to come for you again. So let's just love Nelly. We're here for him. We support him.
True. Sorry, Teresa. We love Nelly.
She's going to come for you. We love Nelly, and we will be here supporting him as long as he needs supporting, you know?
That's true. We do. I support Nelly 110%.
All the way. And finally, your last.
All I have to say, Jesse Metcalf, he did the Newsies dance. They just need to give him his time with his shirt off. I think he's really hot.
Yeah.
The end.
I think he's hot, too. Yep, the end.
Simple the as end. That.
He'll never book Newsies. I hope he knows that, but he could take his shirt off.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Also, like, they couldn't even put him in a short sleeve. Like, they gave him this frumpy jacket. It's like, ugh.
Yeah, the costumes this season, there is not enough skin. The women are way too covered.
Yeah, where is all the skin?
Yeah, do you remember the first few seasons of Dancing with the Stars? And it's like, oh my gosh, here's a bandana. Put this on. And it's like... I want more of that. Like the
Max and Val. I mean,
exactly. Here's a cummerbund. Go hit the stage.
Drool every week.
Literally. Oh my gosh. Here, throw this dance gorgeous. Belt on and go get the tango. It's like, that's what I want. That's what I'm here for.
Honestly.
And everyone is layered in clothing. I mean, Vernon Davis is a freaking candlestick. No. Yeah. No.
Take that candlestick off.
Take that flames off his head,
Monica,
and then let's go
Monica's
from there.
Partner had a nice open shirt.
Well, he was Captain Eric, right?
Oh.
Because they were Ariel, right?
Yeah, that's not him, though. Someone else's partner had a nice open shirt, and it was pretty good.
Yeah, well.
Guess you'll have to watch and find out.
I forgot.
I don't remember whose partner it was, but it was a guy.
Okay.
Okay, Lexi, it's time. Do you need to know something?
Yes.
Are you wondering how to achieve a goal?
Yes.
It's time for Just the Tip.
Just the tip, eh?
Just the tip. Okay, today's tip. This is a good one.
I actually love today's tip.
We love the tip today. It is how to find out if you're in a pyramid scheme.
Yes, extremely relevant. I feel like every day I get on Instagram and one of my girlfriends from lifetimes past is peddling something. And so I love this.
So Gospas, you may be in a pyramid scheme and now... Hopefully you'll figure it out if you are or not.
Yes, we will help you to know if the Mercedes is real or not, or if the trip to Mexico is real or not. Here we go.
Yes. Okay, here we go. Number one, it starts with a pitch. Okay, well, this is a little loose because I feel like every business starts with a pitch.
Well, I feel like it starts with a pretty large sales pitch.
Okay.
But I understand what you're saying. I think this one is definitely desperate vibes pitch.
For sure. Okay. Number two, certain buzzwords are used. Buzz, buzz.
I believe that. Yeah. Buzz, buzz.
I wonder what those buzzwords are.
Probably like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby. It's the wrong kind of buzzword.
No, I've been targeted for a pyramid scheme once before in a group message on Instagram.
And they said, hey, baby?
No.
Okay.
But they were like, hey, Lex. And it was like, okay, first of all, I haven't spoken to you in probably early 2000s.
So in your pyramid scheme, the buzzword to watch out for is hey.
Yeah. Anything like casual like that, put your guard up.
Okay. So if a business tries to recruit you by saying, hey,
yeah.
Be weary.
Yep.
Number three. Oh, number three. LOL. You just said this. You get love bombed.
This is so accurate. Smoke and mirrors.
Yeah. If your friend from 10 years ago pops up.
Yes. And there's lots of emojis, lots of hearts, lots of promises. And it's almost so overwhelming. You don't know how to respond right away. Number four, the business model is unclear.
Ooh. Wishy-washy.
See, this is kind of tricky because I do believe, like, when you're in a pyramid scheme, everybody knows who they are. Like, I'm the executive director of Region 8, or I am the head salesman of whatever. You know what I mean? I don't know, because I actually never responded to the gal who invited me to be a part of her team because it was a little too much for me.
Of course. Well, you recognized the buzzword.
I knew the buzzwords. Well, as soon as she started peddling, I was like, uh-oh, abort.
Number five, there are no qualifications to join. Okay, this is valid.
This is hilarious. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. You don't need to go to school. You don't need to know how to read. You don't need to know how to win. You don't need to know, even have clothes. Whatever you want.
All you need is yourself.
All you need yourself and is an open schedule to go on that trip to Hawaii annually. That's all you need.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The homeless man on the corner can join in as well.
Oh, absolutely. God. Please. Yeah.
Number six, the training and compensation are minimal. Well, that's the same. If you don't need to know how to do it, then who needs any training?
Yeah, the training, I would say, is fairly minimal. All I can think about as I'm reading this list, Michael, is that episode of Schitt's Creek.
Oh, now you're obsessed with Schitt's Creek. Went from not watching a single episode to quoting episodes. Whoa. Yes.
Well, because it's when David and
that was a good impression.
David and Moira are trying to make money and they get swindled into that pyramid scheme.
Of course.
And David's face is like brown as he's pitching these ladies on these products. They had no training. They had no orientation. There was no setup. Bring your own equipment.
Literally.
But the compensation piece, I've heard you make no money, even though you're promised a Mercedes your third month.
But the problem is you don't know that you're not going to get any money until you
are broke.
Realize you're not getting any money.
In an apartment full of lotion and you can't pay rent.
Yes. Speaking of, number seven, you have to buy your own inventory. Yes. Oh, my favorite part.
You have to buy your own inventory.
Imagining poor people just being like, yeah, let me give you $1,000 to buy all of this lotion. And then find my own friends to buy lotion from me.
Well, David, you can't make money if you don't spend money. Did you buy your creams, David? Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, it's too good.
It's too good.
I just want to meet the person that's like, yeah, let me spend $1,000 on whatever.
I'll send them your way. It's all my Instagram is now. All these girls
are friends.
Like, oh my, I wouldn't call it, friend is a loose term, but it's just like, I feel like every day I have someone popping into my feed like, you want to kick that acne? You want your eye bags gone? You want to lose that extra 10 pounds? You found it. Like, it's like, whoa.
Your unqualified friends going broke.
Exactly, exactly. So I'll send them your way if you're really interested in these people.
Great.
Okay, number eight. There's a cult-like culture.
Oh, that's real.
That's so real.
That's the hardest part to get out of, though, because that's the most convincing part. It's like, look how cool I am selling lotion.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
They make it almost desirable.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's like a really cool flex.
I've almost signed up for a couple of pyramid schemes, I'm not going to lie, because it sounds like so much fun.
It's party like, all the time.
Hell yes, I love that lotion. I bet all my friends will buy this lotion.
Oh, I bet they would.
Ugh, our friends are too bougie.
You drive your Mercedes and I'll follow you in my Mercedes and we'll just drive around the block peddling eye cream.
It's so good. Oh, oh my God. Next, moving up the ranks requires recruiting. Ugh. I hate this part. You have to talk to people.
You have, and that is why people that you haven't spoken to for 10 years come out of the works bulldozing you with hearts.
For sure.
Saying,
hey.
Get in here.
Saying hello.
Yeah. Hey, I know we haven't talked in 15 years, but I want to make your dreams come true.
The funny part about this is like when you enter into the pyramid scheme, you pretty much know it's a load of bullshit
because you
can't convince your friends.
No.
You have to convince a bunch of strangers that you don't know. And don't feel bad about dragging them into this shit show.
Yeah.
That's the...
You're too embarrassed to talk to your Aunt Patricia about it. Yeah. But you have no problem contacting that mutual friend from preschool.
Oh, God.
Hilarious.
Yes. And number 10. This is the best one. An unsettling feeling.
AKA doubt, despair, hatred, embarrassment, all that.
Basically, listen to your normal thoughts here.
Can you imagine, like, you know how we as friends and all of our high school friends, we meet up at Christmas and Thanksgiving and we update each other on our lives, the ups, the downs.
Yes.
And you're just like, oh my God, I actually just got promoted to the most senior executive vice president director of Airborne. And like, if I only get 4 more sales, I'm going to probably go to Mexico, maybe.
Oh, my God. Like,
can you imagine?
Probably go to Mexico, maybe. It's the most accurate line. Yes. Probably, oh maybe God. I might be able to do this now that...
Speaking of, I wanted to show this. I wanted to show you something out of my trunk. Yeah. Like, you know, could you imagine?
Oh, God. It's so good. Okay.
So I think it's not hard to spot a pyramid scheme. I think we've made that clear.
Well, it clearly is because these pyramid schemes are huge. Scheme.
I know, that's true.
Scheme.
That's true. The best part is it doesn't have to be a full-time job. You could be a working mom holding down an hourly gig, and you could be doing DoorDash, and you can still be a regional VP of Airborne.
100%.
It's so cool.
So you guys, this list, hopefully you listen to us. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
And if you're in a pyramid scheme, get out. But
get yourself right on out of there.
If you insist on being a part of a pyramid scheme, we're gonna play Smash or Pass for some of the most famous pyramid schemes in America.
Oh, I can't wait.
Take it away.
So let me just say, as I was looking into all of these doing my research, I almost bought a product off of each website. So it worked for me. And I'd also like to let you know that Google calls these mass marketing companies.
Oh,
so they're not. Okay. That's a common thread. I never seen that before. Okay, anyway, number one, Mary Kay. Have you heard of Mary Kay?
It's makeup, right?
Yes, skincare.
Yeah, okay. Skincare. Okay, I've never tried it. I have heard of Mary Kay. I actually did not know this was a pyramid scheme.
I didn't know either. I thought that she was sold at Nordstrom. I had no idea.
Oh gosh. Okay, well noted.
And I knew because my mom's closet was stacked full of Mary Kay. Maybe she was a saleswoman and never even told me.
Stop. You think?
No, I don't think she'd go for that.
Is your mom part of a pyramid scheme?
Not anymore. Maybe we should ask her. You call her and ask
her. Oh my God, I'll text her. She has all that stuff because she spent all the money and didn't want to sell it to anybody.
Maybe.
Does she currently use Mary Kay?
No, not anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me the gist. Give me the 10-second pitch.
Well, I don't really know it, but like it was known for having a white bottle, pink top, really great creams, lotions.
Okay.
And the thing was, in my mom's day, the reason she had so much of it, or so she says, is because... at bridal parties or bridal showers, baby showers, that was like the thing. You bring the Mary Kay wrap.
That's
where they do it.
Okay.
But you know you've seen that RAV4 with the tire on the back and the Mary Kay sticker in the window.
I'm going to smash.
Oh, I'm a full smash on Mary Kay.
Okay. We love that.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Number two, Arbonne.
Arbonne. I have heard of this one. It's wellness.
Yes.
More skincare, right?
I don't know how much skincare, but definitely wellness, smoothies. Oh, they have skincare.
I was going to say, somebody has given me a sample pack of Arbonne stuff, and I want to say that there was some lotion in there.
I bet you there was.
But also, like, a smoothie or something.
They gave it to you for free?
To be honest, it was a it was a Christmas present, but it was, like, a sampler.
Whoa.
And so it was, like...
that they were trying to pawn off.
And it had all of her branding on it, and it was, like, call me if you want more. And I was, like, I don't... I think that you're actually trying to sell me Arbonne as a Christmas present right now. But I'll take the samples all day, every day. I do like the packaging. It's cute. It's simple. It's fresh. I'm going to smash. Okay. But if I got it for free, it's not something I want to spend money on.
Okay. Well, actually, I'm looking at the vanilla protein shake mix right now. It's $77,
Bye.
$61 with a monthly subscription. But same. I'm a full pack. I mean, I have full smash.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I actually know people who you wouldn't think use this, but use it and say great things.
Okay. So we love buying it, but we don't love selling it.
Yeah.
But maybe if not many people like it, we should sell it.
Okay. If you're a rep.
Can we be co-reps?
Yeah, we could be co-VPs of our own business.
Be in 50-50. I'm not going in by myself.
Let's do it.
Okay.
We'll share the Mercedes. Okay.
God, yeah.
Three, Rodan and Fields.
Okay, I'm a total smash. I love this name. I think it just sounds so classy.
RNF.
Rodan and Fields.
Yes, I think Rodan and Fields, RNF, I'm a full smash. All my best friends use this. I have it in my shower right now, the full four-step process. Don't look at my skin because I haven't been using it, so it's not a good reflection, but...
It's okay. It's a podcast.
But it's great, and this is probably the most common one I see on my Instagram.
And it's skincare.
Yeah. A lot of them are skincare.
See, you got to know, I wonder who this Rodan is and Field.
Yeah. Email us.
Yeah. Mr. Rodan. Miss Fields.
And Miss Fields. That's like chocolate chip cookies.
No, that's Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields.
Is that a pyramid scheme?
Well, it could be Mrs. Fields. Oh my God, did we just uncover a conspiracy theory?
Conspiracy alert.
The Mrs. Fields cookies gives you pimples that's cured by Rodan and Fields.
Jesus.
Busted. Okay, full smash. Okay, number four. New Skin. N-U-S-K-I-N.
I've never heard of this.
That's okay. It's a, it's also skincare, but it's like a machine facial spa.
So you buy a machine then?
Yes. For only $383.
Oh, buy.
You can get a full face machine.
What does the face machine look like? Like you, like a mask or like a brush?
No, you hold it. You hold it and it vibrates your skin. It wakes up the skin cells. I'm a full smash. I love it.
You are? I think that's way too pricey. I think you can find the same thing for a lot cheaper.
You can. I'm pretty sure Maybelline has one. You know, Clean and Clear, whatever. Yeah.
I'm a pass.
Okay, that's fine. You have great skin.
Well.
But your mom would love it. I bet you your mom would love it if you need to buy her a gift.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to spend $400 buying a machine for my mom's face.
Wow. Okay.
Do you know how much Botox you can get for $400?
A lot?
Enough for my face. And you know how many wrinkles I have.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so New Skin reps. Actually, I don't know any New Skin reps, so
pass.
Good luck. Pass. We'll kind of half smash off fast. Okay, five. And finally, USANA.
I've never heard of this one either, so it must be irrelevant.
Okay, I know about this one because my brother buys the products.
Stop it.
Because his trainer at high school is an USANA rep, I think.
Our high school?
No.
Oh, he went to a different high school. That's right. That's right.
He went to a different high school. He didn't go to the best high school ever. He went to. So he's going to listen to this and kill me. But he loved them. He loved their powders. He loved their pills or their vitamins.
Is this kind of like Herbalife?
Probably.
Okay.
Is Herbalife a pyramid scheme too?
I don't know. Is it?
Well, let's look at our list.
We've spent 15 minutes bitching about pyramid schemes, but we seem to know a lot of people that sell pyramid scheme things.
Yes, Herbalife is a multi-level marketing company, aka pyramid scheme.
Bye.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Oh, you know what? I'm a pass on USANA. I'm a pass on USANA all the way.
Why?
Oh. Well, because I have enough
just
going on.
Just want to pass. Just over it. And doesn't really matter.
I already smashed all the 4 out of 5 and I'm out of money now.
That's true. Well, I'm going to pass because it seems to be copying Herbalife, and I've heard more about Herbalife than I have about USANA, so.
Sorry, USANA. That's what happens.
That seems to be the wild, wild west of pyramid schemes. You can kind of just pick a reason and roll with it.
Yeah. So, and you know, I'm not taking the time to explain to those people why I can't be a part of it. So anyway.
For sure. Well, Gospass, if you use any of these products, or if you happen to sell any of these products, shoot us an email.
Shoot us an email.
Tell us the goss. We need the goss. We will definitely follow up on any of these.
Tell us if we are so wrong and we need a New Skin more than we need anything else. Let us know.
Lexi and Mikey are in the market to definitely invest if there's something good enough.
Oh, this is, I can feel the portfolio growing as we speak.
Yeah, we want to diversify. We've learned a lot from ourselves, so.
Yes, yes.
Gosh, oh my God, okay. Oh my God. You guys, thank you so much for listening.
Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and leave a review.
Gospass, no goss, absolutely zero goss is off limits. We will talk about anything, as you can see. So send us an email, 1-800-HOT-GOSS@gmail.com.
And be sure to follow us on both Instagram and Twitter at 1-800-HOT-GOSS.
Yes, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Lexi.
Goss you later.